For 7 decades, Betty White was a pioneer and a mainstay of television. She starred in Life with Elizabeth in the 1950s, The Mary Tyler Moore Show in the 70s, and of course, a decade later, she was the good-hearted yet somewhat dingy Rose in The Golden Girls.
Oh, that man is sly!
I'm scum.
So flugernachen.
What?
So flugernachen. It's Scandinavian for someone who docks his boat in a handicapped slip.
Betty White also hosted and produced variety shows, did commercials, and was a favorite celebrity contestant on Password, Match Game, and a number of other game shows. And well into her 90s, Betty White starred in yet another sitcom, TV Land's Hot in Cleveland.
I got a spray tan.
You look very tropical.
Oh, no. I look like a f***ing Oompa Loompa.
Betty White died yesterday, just a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday. Our colleague Danny Hajek caught up with her in 2014 on the set of Hot in Cleveland as part of the NPR series My Big Break.
I was in the graduation play from high school, and the president of our senior class and I sang The Merry Widow and did a little dance. And, oh, I thought I think that's when the showbiz bug bit me. And they haven't been able to get rid of me since. My big break came when a local disc jockey, Al Jarvis in Los Angeles, invited me to be his girl Friday on his talk show, Hollywood on Television. So would I be his girl Friday? Sure, Friday, that's great. Well, what he meant, and I didn't realize, was Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 5.5 hours a day, 6 days a week, live. Whatever happened, you had to handle it. There was never any rehearsal or script or anything. Whoever came in that door was on, and you were interviewing them.
How old are you, Ralph? 10? Is it all right if I call you Ralph?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay? Will you call me Betty? What do you like to do, mostly? You have any favorite games you like to play?
Mm-mm.
The beauty of it is, if it didn't go well, it was over. People either sell their television sets or tune you in.
The second half of the Betty White Show from Hollywood.
Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong.
Every once in a while, maybe they'll run something that we did years ago, and that's always fun. You think, I had hair then, isn't it?
That's funny. I found a commercial you did back in the 50s.
You did?
Would you like to watch it?
Oh, I'd love to. Can we do that? Oh, my.
1954.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Let's talk about you a little bit. How are you feeling? Do you get the feeling that you just don't have enough energy to finish out the day? That weak, run-down condition may be due to undernourished blood. Doctors have a special name for it.
Oh, my Lord, it was geritol.
But we call it tyrosine.
Oh, that was 100 years ago.
You feel stronger fast. I wish you'd give geritol a try.
Oh.
This is the fast-acting, high-potency tonic.
My goodness, I hadn't even thought about that.
And it's good tasting, too.
To be able to talk to that camera, the camera became your best friend. You're looking into that little camera lens, and they're looking into your soul because they're right into your eyes. You can't be phony. You can't fake it because they'll pick up on it like that. I'm so lucky to still be blessed to be working in it. I love television.
The inimitable Betty White, talking to NPR's Danny Hajek in 2014. She died yesterday at the age of 99.